When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, this is Jeff Hartman, senior editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, with you for another training camp recap podcast. Day 3 is in the books. The Pittsburgh Steelers were back at the UPMC Southside facility, the Rooney Sports Complex, whatever they're calling it now. And day 3, Saturday, is officially done. There was a lot of news that actually came out of Saturday's workout. Unlike Friday, where it was kind of a lighter workout, Saturday things got a little heated. The first thing to talk about, in my opinion, is not the depth chart. The depth chart, the first training camp depth chart, is really... I take it with a gigantic grain of salt, and if you want to listen to that, check out Dave Schofield did a breaking news podcast on that. You can check that out on our podcast platform. Anywhere where you get your podcasts, search Steelers or Behind the Steel Curtain. Subscribe, follow, so that you do not miss a thing. Things got heated, though, on Saturday based on the fact that they had the Steelers, their first training camp scuffle. A rookie, fourth-round pick from Texas A&M, Dan Moore Jr., Big Dan as they call him, not the former Big Dan that used to be with the Steelers. He got into it with Isaiah Bugs and also Cam Hayward on consecutive plays. Outside of the fact that if I were giving Dan Moore some advice, I would say, hey, maybe pick who you're going to fight a little bit better. Not so much Bugs, but I wouldn't want to get into a scuffle with Cam Hayward. We'll put it that way. But Dan Moore Jr., a lot of people that when he was drafted by the Steelers, felt that Moore lacked that tenacity, that he lacked that... really the ability to, you know, be that hard-nosed, just get after a type of offensive lineman. Well, maybe he's proving to the coaching staff that that's wrong. Maybe he's proving that he is more than capable of doing just that. And so maybe this is the first step for a young player just trying to make a name for himself in the National Football League. That was not the only play that was noteworthy. Robert Spillane proved that he can do more than just hit. He had a beautiful interception of Mason Rudolph, a one-handed interception on a pass from Mason for Ray McLeod. It looks like Spillane is going to be the inside linebacker next to Devin Bush, and so far so good for Spillane maybe being a starter after Vince Williams' retirement. The offensive line for the Steelers was rather beat up. Kendrick Green was given the day off for a personal matter. Coach Tomlin said it was excused. B.J. Finney and J.C. Hasenauer, they were both injured, but they left under their own power. Everything seems to be pretty minor. Speaking of injuries, maybe this is not really injury-related, but Ben Roethlisberger was given the day off today, and so you can go ahead and get out the pitchforks and the torches, and people get so mad when Roethlisberger sits out any practices, whether it's training camp, preseason, or regular season. But the Steelers want to get a better look at Mason Rudolph, Dwayne Haskins, and Joshua Dobbs. And Mark Caballi of The Athletic pointed out that Roethlisberger had the day off. That is typical for years now, they've had him go one full day, one day that's a half day, which was Friday, and then a full day off during training camp. So today was the third day. He should be back on Sunday before the players had the day off on Monday. Melvin Ingram was making a lot of news today. He spoke with the media after practice, but also it was noted that Melvin Ingram was lining up at multiple spots and positions on the defense. He obviously can rush from the outside. He's been an outside linebacker since he was drafted, but he also was a stand-up rusher over the A and B gaps of on the offensive line. He is someone that can play inside and outside, and Ingram said whatever the Steelers ask him to do, he'll do it. And if that's the case, obviously he'll do it. Kevin Dotson is a player that has been out because of injury, something minor, and it proved to be minor based on the fact that he has not returned to team activities, but he was working out today. He had a helmet for the first time, and it looks like there was some type of tweak. I think Mike Tomlin might have used that word, and he is listed as a starting left guard on the initial roster. So hopefully Kevin Dotson can make his way back. More from Melvin Ingram. He spoke with the media, and he just talked about his overall love for the game of football. He said his body feels great. A lot of fans, myself included, are wondering, is he hurt? He's had a history of injuries in the past. He had an injury last year, but it's part of the game. It's a physical sport. He said he's not 100%. He's 200% healthy. I'm not sure how that works, but that's exactly what he said. Also from Melvin Ingram, he was asked a question, or I guess it was more of a statement, and he interrupted the reporter. They said, "You've got a James Harrison build." He said, no, "I've got a Melvin build." So he doesn't want to be compared to James Harrison. He's his own man for sure. He was also asked, why is he wearing the number 8? He wore 54 when he was with the Chargers. He said that he wears 8 because he was number 44 in high school, and also for Kobe Bryant as the number. Other than that, the Pittsburgh Steelers, it was a workout where it's definitely the physicality is ramping up. They have to get ready for the Hall of Fame game. That's when the camp scuffles start. That's when you start to see the pads coming on. The pads will officially be worn, and hitting will be happening next week. That'll be the first live practice at Heinz Field. And I'm sure that the fans that are going to be in attendance for those live practices cannot wait to hear the pads popping, to see the team. Because remember, last season, they did not get to witness training camp at all. They haven't been back at St. Vincent College in La Trobe since 2019. And I do believe that there are still tickets available for those live training camp practices at Heinz Field. You do have to go to the Steelers official website. You have to go to Ticketmaster. They don't cost anything, but they do want every single fan to have a seat. Therefore, they're going to limit the amount of exposure in terms of how close you can be to the players, to the field. They're going to control where you sit. So if you're interested and you're in the Pittsburgh area, you can check out our website, behindthesteelcurtain.com, to find those dates. Also, you go to the Steelers official website. They will have that information as well. The Steelers will practice again on Sunday before having the day off on Monday. That means that you will have me back here Sunday at some point in the afternoon, evening, to give you your training camp recap podcast. Remember, wherever you get your podcasts, we are everywhere. We're Pandora, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Anchor, Pandora. I think I already said Pandora. Just subscribe, follow, do whatever you have to do. If you can't find us, search Steelers or Behind the Steel Curtain, and we will show up. Also, behindthesteelcurtain.com should be your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. We have news about the depth chart. We have the live tracker for practices. Everything that you need should be right there. There you have it, folks. That's a wrap for this training camp recap. I'll be back tomorrow, Sunday, for another one. In the meantime, be safe, be kind, and God bless. Have a great day. Go Steelers.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today.
at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.